I start here again. So without a veil, I wanted to introduce our guest speaker for today. And our guest speaker is going to be Sherry Miller, and she's going to join us. This is the second time that she's joined us, and we really appreciate her expertise and her knowledge and the work that she does with Bookshare. So we're delighted to have this available to you. And Sherry works in the university section within Bookshare. I'm Brenda McBride. I'm the product manager for the Classmate Reader, and we enjoy doing these presentations together. It's a great partnership since we provide the players and the devices that help present this information, and then we have all the content. So it's really, it needs to be both of us working together. So this is great, and Sherry's got a lot of different things to share with us. So with that, I'm going to pass the presentation on to Sherry, and we are going to get started.
Great. Thank you, Brenda. Good morning or good afternoon, and I'm happy to see so many people here to talk about Bookshare and post-secondary transitions. Brenda, we at Bookshare are just delighted with our partnership with Humanware, and I personally enjoy working with you, and I'm hoping that this will be continuing and that we'll be presenting more webinars together in the future. A little bit about Bookshare today. Bookshare believes that people with print disabilities should have the same ease of access to books and periodicals that people without disabilities enjoy. We're the world's largest online library of accessible media for readers with print disabilities. Now, it says that we have over 50,000 members, and our membership department this morning told me we have over 60,000, so we're growing. Over 7,000 schools and other organizations are members, and we have over 50,000 titles of books. We are adding 1,000 to 2,000 books every month, and we're certainly developing more relationships with publishers. I realize I need some more volume, so I'm actually going to speak more closely to the microphone. Tell me if this helps. Is that better? Moving on, Brenda, to the next slide. Books can be read from two different formats. So the first is the DAISY format. DAISY stands for Digital Accessible Information Systems. It's a flexible, versatile file format, multimodal reading on a computer, where you have visual presentations and or synthetic speech. It's easy to navigate with chapters, paragraphs, and pages. And you can also convert DAISY files to play them on an MP3 player. If you have any questions about DAISY, you'd like to know more, www.daisy.org is where you go. The second slide is our books. Bookshare books can be read in the Braille Ready format for people who use note takers or refreshable Braille displays. Books can be downloaded from Bookshare and taken to the embosser. You can order hard copy Braille books online through Bookshare's partnership with the Braille Institute. So the BRF format is our second option. So how does Bookshare benefit you? Moving on to the next slide. As you may know, Bookshare is free for qualified United States students through an award we received through the Office of Special Education Programs with the Department of Education. Bookshare is easy to use. We have a growing library of educational materials, and we have two free reader softwares that we'll talk about a little bit more for members. Bookshare books are compatible with a wide range of assistive technology, and we help students get the materials they need to be successful in school. Part of my job is to increase the collection of books for post-secondary students, and we're working very hard on that, and we will talk about that in a little bit. So to the next slide, who's eligible? Students who have visual impairments, physical disabilities, or learning or reading disabilities are all eligible to become Bookshare members. People with blind or low vision or a disability that affects a person's ability to read print, such as a mobility issue, unable to turn a page or hold a book, or the reading disability, language learning disabilities, it needs to be a specific language learning disability that affects the ability to read printed materials. So students with an IEP generally qualify. A student can have a learning disability that doesn't affect their ability to read from printed materials. Therefore, they would not be eligible. But to be sure about eligibility, we have a list of certifying professionals, anywhere from school psychologists to neurologists to ophthalmologists to the college disability service providers in most post-secondary schools. Those folks can send us a letter qualifying a student, and we will be able to determine whether or not they can be members. We have many members, and we're very flexible about our membership, but they do have to have a qualified print disability. Moving along to the next slide, Bookshare members come in two categories. We have organizational members and we have individual members. So starting with the organizational membership, organizations such as schools or libraries or rehab centers become members of Bookshare and download books on behalf of students or on behalf of their clients who need to have their books in an accessible format. People who have a print disability, who really like to do a lot of reading and really want to have immediate access to Bookshare books, can become individual members, and they can access Bookshare anywhere, at home, on evenings, on vacation, through their computers, on campus, at the library on campus, at their dorm on campus, anywhere. The student downloads the books for him or herself, and very often students, especially post-secondary students, have both kinds of memberships. They can get their books individually, but sometimes they like to have or need to have a disability services provider on campus get a book for them. And we do encourage both memberships so that students have full access and maximum benefit. And remember, these memberships are free because of our OSEP award, so there's no extra charge to have both kinds of memberships. Moving on, going on to school. Because this is a talk about transitioning from high school to college, we're going to hope and assume that most of the students that we're working with have been Bookshare members during high school. That's the optimum way. And I like to encourage students to put Bookshare in their backpack when they go to college, learn how to use Bookshare in high school, and take it with them when they enter a college campus. Bookshare memberships are free. If a student in high school has had an organizational membership, then it's up to that organization or their school to notify Bookshare that that student's time at that organization will be ending. Then it's up to the student to create a new membership for themselves at their new university or at their new post-secondary educational institution. We encourage students to use the summer months to prepare for their new school. And if a student needs an individual membership, then they can sign themselves up. Their high school can help them, and also their parents can help. Students under 18 need a parent or guardian's permission to have an individual membership. The whatever happens, Bookshare needs to be notified. And any student or any person helping a student can contact us at group accounts, groupaccounts, at Bookshare, bookshare.org. Moving on, signing up for a new membership with Bookshare is easy. I think this is the next slide, Brenda. Go to www.bookshare.org. First step is to go to sign up today and fill in the contact information. Step two is to sign, mail, or fax the user agreement that you have downloaded, printed, signed, and then can mail or fax. This is step three, mail or fax the proof of disability. Once Bookshare has all the paperwork, we'll send the new member a welcome email within 2 business days, and this will include your username and password. Those passwords are really important. Moving on to the next slide, you get your membership set up, then get your book. Bookshare offers 2 free reading tools for reading Bookshare books. First is Victor Reader Soft, the Bookshare edition, and second is Don Johnston's Read Out Loud, Bookshare edition. We also offer a cappella voices. Ryan22K and Heather are very popular, and I'm told that they are much preferred to many of the other voices that are out there. So you find a book, select the member organization, download the book, unzip the book, and you're on your way. We're announcing very, very soon, or actually we're doing some beta testing right now, tools for Macintosh users, and I know that's really going to be welcome. Brenda, I'm going to turn the next section over to you. This is Reading a Book in Victor Reader Soft, and I'll look forward to answering any questions as we go along.
So I wanted to answer the questions that have been posted in our public chat before I get started, and Sherry will add to this if we need to. The question was, I am Canadian, and I'm curious if this is available to connect to Canadians. And the answer to that particular question is yes and no. So what I mean by that is we definitely have access to all the publicly available information. And what is great about Bookshare is that we have it in that DAISY accessible format, which allows us to navigate between our pages, chapters, and sections. It's an ultimate solution for that. And when using the portable devices and our software program, like Victor Reader Soft, we are able to see the words and hear it at the same time, which is wonderful to reinforce that information. You also can sign up as a Canadian member, and there are certain uncopyrighted materials that is just even past the copyright, so people are able to access that as well. If you are a college student, I see Tara is coming into this. I'm not sure if she's Canadian. They are working on that, and I'm going to postpone that question for Sherry to ask about that. So we are looking at partnerships for sure, with more people around the world having access. And I need to make another presentation on the international services that Bookshare provides. And so we'll probably look at that in September. So stay tuned for that specific question to be answered and to make sure that we address your international questions. So getting back to reading books on Victor Soft, one of the great things is that you are able to have two free softwares. And Victor Reader Soft is an excellent text reader for you, but allows for that navigation through the software. So what you're going to have to do is go into your accounts, and there's a section where you can download information. And so you're going to have to select the BKS2 format, and that is available for Victor Reader Soft. And then set up your download password. The reason you have that is they want to make sure when you're opening that book that you've actually had access to that. So when we go into the page on Bookshare, there's a section that says Getting Started. And in this section, you need to select, go to Getting Started and select Reading Tools. Under this section, you are going to have the ability to download the program. And after this step is done, it'll prompt you to verify you that you have that. So you need to make sure that you have the operating systems. I know they also said that Macintosh software will be available. These softwares are available for individuals that have PC computers. And you select Reading Tools from there. So we're going to address our next slide. I'm going to answer the questions and make sure that those are answered once I'm done this particular section. Once you have the software downloaded into the Victor Reader Soft, you need to go to the section that says Find Your Books and select the DAISY format. And the reason for that is it allows us to navigate. We can read the material faster. I'm going to tell you personally that using this kind of software allowed me from reading 3 and 4 pages in an hour to reading 30 pages in an hour because I could see and hear it, and my energy went into comprehending that information and not decoding that. Once the download has happened, you need to confirm that you want to download it, and so there's a button that you'll have to push, and you're going to have to select that BKS2 file to make sure that that is available. So this is what the software looks like, and really what this allows you to do is have your table of contents and the material. So you're going to have to enter your password to get into your section. And then this is how the book will look once it has been loaded. So on the left-hand side, you have your table of contents. On the right-hand side, you have all of your text and content. And so you're going to be able to increase that playback speed and decrease that. This particular software is dedicated to Bookshare, and it only plays Bookshare Bookshare content. And so we are able to go to your pages, your chapters to advance by pages, and there's lots of options. So the best way to jump into using a software is to actually get in there and play with it. So I really encourage you to do that. Going to our next slide, I'm going to turn this back to Sherry, but first of all, I do believe the questions have been answered. And Sherry will make sure that that happens. So I'm going to pass it back to her, and I'll come back in a few minutes.
Thank you, Brenda. We did have a couple of questions. The first is, can a student download textbooks under an individual membership? And the answer is yes. And if we have the book in our collection, you are welcome to download it and use it as you need to. The other question says, I work with rehab supporting post-secondary students, would I be able to get a membership? And I just responded, yes, you would be able to create an organizational membership to be able to download books on their behalf, download books for them. So I hope that answers those two questions. Yes, to both. A little bit about our Bookshare library. We have a growing number of textbooks in our library. Currently, we are working with the NIMAC, which is the National Instructional Materials Repository for K through 12 schools in the United States. We are an authorized user now for 12 states, I believe, and teachers are able to access those books through Bookshare. We also are creating more relationships daily with publishers. We're up to 30 publishers now that we have cooperative arrangements with, where they are making their books available to us in digital format. And I'm currently working with 16 universities through our University Partners Program. They are contributing books that they have already scanned on behalf of their students. They're contributing those files to us. So our post-secondary collection is not as large as we would like it to be, but it is certainly growing at a pretty even pace. And we're looking to see more books, especially in the next 6 to 8 weeks. I have many hundreds of books in the queue right now just waiting to be uploaded. We have reading lists from teachers. Teachers have recommended reading lists, and we go out and we purchase those books and put them into the collection. We have special collections in the library. We have all the New York Times bestsellers. We have the Newbery Medal winners and Caldecott winners. Those are both excellent books for young people. The Young Reader's Choice books. We have 1,459 at last count books in Spanish and a few other books in other languages as well. And again, this is something where we're really starting to grow and expand. We have some dramatic works. And again, that's an area that we're expanding in as well. Getting back to the publisher partnerships, we have chapter books from Scholastic. We have over 600 technical books from O'Reilly Media. As soon as O'Reilly publishes a new technical book of some sort, they send a digital copy to us right away. We have new partnerships with Hachette Books, Perseus Books, HarperCollins, and Random House. And we have just announced relationships with three university presses. So the University of California Press, New York University Press, and the University of Chicago Press have agreed to give us books, their books, in digital format. And this opens up a whole new group of books, scholarly books, for our post-secondary students. And again, we have a publisher liaison, Robin Seaman, who is working 24 hours a day, and I know that she's in conversation with other university presses as well. Periodicals, we partner with the NFB, National Federation of the Blind Newsline, and we have over 100 national and regional newspapers and magazines up daily. So moving to the next slide, what do you do when you can't find a book? Well, you can write us and tell us, and we may be able to tell you that it's in the queue just waiting to be uploaded, but if not, there are other resources as well. We work very closely with RFBND, the Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic. We work with the National Library Service. If you're a student on a college campus, you can find the Alternative Media Center and talk with the Disability Services Office for the appropriate steps. And generally that means the student purchases the book from the bookstore, takes it to the Alternative Media Center with a receipt. That center will chop and scan the book and deliver it back to the student in whatever format that student needs. Those schools are not able to share scanned files with Bookshare unless the publisher has given permission. Sometimes the publisher does give the file to the school on behalf of the student, and those stay at the school. We can't access those. If the book is already scanned, has already been scanned on campus, and the Alternative Media Center has that book in its collection, the student still needs to have the proof of purchase, the receipt. That is not necessarily true for Bookshare books. You do not need to show us a receipt at this time before accessing one of our textbooks. We do take requests. You can go to the contact us bar up at the top of the homepage of bookshare.org. Scroll down through contact us and there's a line that says request a book. And any student in the United States is able to request a book. And if at all possible, we will purchase it and scan it and put it into the collection. The caveat to that are math and science books. Those are very difficult and time-consuming, and it's very hard for us to do that. Again, this is an area that we're looking into seeing if we can't make some inroads to, but for right now, anything but a math and science textbook, we are happy to try to obtain and put into the collection. Moving along to the next slide, how to search or browse the collection for a book. Again, you're at the homepage of Bookshare, and you see an empty bar that says browse or search. And you can type in the title of the book that you're looking for. You can search by title or author. You can go down to the browse button, and you can browse by category. Moving to the next slide, we have an advanced search function. You can search by all or part of an author's name, all or part of the title, the language the book is published in, the copyright, the category, such as textbooks or children's books, and you can now search by ISBN number, either 10 numbers or 13, and coming soon, probably in September, we're going to be able to search by text. So if you remember a quote, say, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times, and you cannot remember where that quote came from, you can type the quote into that search bar, and it will pop up that was The Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens. So that's really going to be helpful to students to be able to search materials by text. You can type in a subject such as, you know, Antarctic, penguins, whatever you need, and whatever book is in our collection that has that in the text, it will be able to pop up. So moving on to the next slide of more search options. Again, quick search, wild cards and searches, search by ISBN, and book requests. We've hired a librarian who is putting our collection into great organizational betterment, and we're going to be able to announce some new ways of organizing the collection in the next month or two. Moving along, you can also use the same browse features for browsing newspapers and periodicals. There's a whole separate section on the site for just browsing those two areas. Moving along, you can browse collections. We have many collections. We have general collections, children's collections, collection by genre, and so forth. We're talking about being able to browse eventually. I'd like to see us have a collection that looks for, that would be of use to post-secondary students and professors. But we're not quite there, but it's certainly something that's on our radar. Brenda, I'm going to turn this back to you to talk about the different kinds of hardware that you can use to read Bookshare books.
Thanks, Sherry, for all that information. It's really exciting as we look at what has happened over the last 5 years and how much more access we now have to accessible content. And I'm actually going to pass it back to Sherry. She didn't realize a question came in, but I would like for her to take a look at the question from Mrs. Horn, and we will take a look at that. It says you mentioned that you have arrangements with a variety of publishers, and they deliver the text in electronic format. Are these in an audio format or text? And so the answer to that is, just really quickly, is Bookshare provides content in text format, and so then you would have devices that would read that. So you have software and hardware devices, and we're going to cover that here in a few minutes. Other supports such as RFBND, or Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic, have human voice recorded information. So the next question, and also, what percentage of your books are scanned with a synthesized voice, and do you have any books with live voices? And when books are scanned, in what type of quality control do you have? So I'm going to pass those three questions back to Sherry.
Brenda, Marlene, the publishers send us the text in a variety of formats, and they go into our collection, and then we convert them to either DAISY or BRF formats, so the Braille ready format or the DAISY, so that when the books are then selected by the reader based on what tool they use, they come out either in Braille or they come out in visual or audio. We don't have any books with live voices. And in terms of quality, books, as they're scanned in, often do have errors. Lindsay Verma is in charge of quality. And she, first of all, we have 1,400 volunteers all over the world that help us proof and edit our books. Sometimes things do slip by. Next to each book online is a little box. So if you're the reader of a book and you notice a mistake, you can fill in that box that's sent directly to Lindsay. Lindsay will correct the error, or in some cases, she will rescan the book. So quality is something that Bookshare cares very much about, and we're working very hard to have all of our books as perfect as possible. And we've just gone through a complete reformulation of the collection to bring it all up to DAISY 3.0, which means that we now have some higher levels of navigation in every single book in our collection. And again, we're constantly working to make those better, and I believe that we're going to continue to see if we can't even add more levels as we go on. I hope that answers the question, your questions. Those are all good questions.
Yep. Thank you. I'm just making sure that everything is posted, and thanks for answering those questions. Those are important things to have answered along the way. I'm going to be covering our section on compatible AT hardware, and I'm really happy to tell you that both the Victor Reader Stream and the Classmate Reader are two devices that work really well with the content from Bookshare, and we are able to take that text file, because if you looked at DAISY files, there's three different types of DAISY that can be provided. The one that addresses Bookshare content is actually text, and it took me a while to figure this out. And then you have DAISY compatibility with RFBND, and that's audio. And then you have other producers such as Read How You Want that you can create synchronized text and audio. And for the most part at this time, there's not many books that have human voice synchronized at the text level, but there are some people producing that kind of content. So it's important to understand that. So we're actually able to take the files and place them onto a small SD card, which is like what you would have on your digital camera, and we place those into the Victor Reader Stream and the Classmate, and we're able to have that content available. There are a few other players available as well. There's the Book Courier and Bookport, as well as we have the Braille Note. And so with those BRF files, they're able to have that as well. And then we have our MP3 players. The advantages of having a player that does DAISY playback is that with our particular players from HumanWare, we're able to vary that playback speed. We're also going to look at compatible AT software. And so you have access to some free software that's going to give you this content right away, and that's the Victor Reader Soft 2.5 Bookshare Edition, and it's free, as well as the Read Out Loud Bookshare Edition is also free. And then there is numerous other software programs out there that will also play content from Bookshare. So those are all listed below. And we are going to continue on. So one of the great things is that you can download some free a cappella voices. And under Getting Started, once again, you look under the a cappella section and you can download that information. And I'll make some tutorials so that we're able to show you how to download, and then I'll post those if you have any questions, if you haven't downloaded that. Just a quick survey question here verbally. Those people that are participating right now, can you please tell me if you are using the Victor Reader Soft, the Stream, or the Classmate, or this is your first time attending? That information would be beneficial to me, and so that we know who we're reaching today. So thanks, Carolyn, for that information. So we're going on to our next section. And I was like coming back to the Classmate Reader. I'm the product manager for this. One of the great advantages is that these units are portable. So when you are going to and from school and from class to class, you have a device that you have right at your fingertips. And this past weekend, I just found it wonderful as I was traveling in the car. I actually probably put in about 16 to 18 hours of content and reading content, reading files, and being able to navigate those. And so that's a great benefit. And what's great with the Classmate Reader is that we have the synchronized text and audio, and there's a built-in TTS that will read that information back to you. And the other advantage of the Classmate Reader is we have some built-in study tools to assist in the learning process. And so there's a variety of formats. We play DAISY, DAISY and ISO, the NIMUS, MP3 files. On this particular player, as well as the Stream, we're able to vary that playback speed. So if we want to increase that rate or decrease that rate, we have that control. And that makes a huge difference in a person's ability to use the devices and to understand that content. Because sometimes students would love to slow us down or to speed us up so that they can engage in that material. And that might be the same today. Someone you want to slow down, and some of us that are presenting, you would like to speed up. So we also, the other formats, we have a whole section on text format, so you can transfer just text files onto the Classmate and engage that in that, as well as audio format. So if you have university classes that are coming through as MP3 files, we're able to take those and drop them right in to both of those portable devices and then engage in that, put notes in it, and come back to vocabulary that we're having struggles with. So this is the first portable DAISY player that has an interactive touchscreen to support the text and audio formats. There's other devices out there, but when we look at eText, this is an ultimate solution for someone that has a print disability. It's easy and fun to use, and there's a rechargeable battery of 7-hour playback. We also have you can play back while you are recharging that information. And anything that is scanned, we actually can transfer it. So the amount of material that we can carry on these devices is semesters and years of work, depending on your SD card. We also have a built-in stand, and there's hands-free listening. So there is a sleek design for people to hold, to carry. There's clips, and it's great. Thanks so much for everyone that sent information. It's great to see that you both have, you're both using the Classmate and the Stream. We have a built-in dictionary as well, and we're able to put bookmarking in place, create personalized tests if we want to, and transfer that information, as well as that interaction of the touch screen. So here is a page that talks about our study tools, and I think that this is one of the things that sets the units apart, and that's the ability to highlight, bookmark, put text notes and dictionaries in a portable unit, as well as the voice notes. As I said, this past weekend I was out, and it's great to be able to summarize that material and come back to key material. We are going to look at advocacy and transition. And we'll be doing a presentation here talking to a disability resource office in a couple weeks as well. So if you have students that want to attend that or you would like to attend that, I will have more details as we come through. But it's important as a student going on to post-secondary to contact your disability resource office as soon as you can. There's lots of universities out there that provide some wonderful services, and the sooner you get those in place, the better off you are versus a month in when you have chapters to read, stacks of chapters. When you have that text available to you, on average, I would say that most students will have to read about 30 pages per class every time they go into class. So that's a lot of time. And when I gave you my example of I was reading 3 or 4 pages in an hour and now was able to read 30 pages in an hour, I would really encourage people to read the chapter prior to going into the classroom. And the more often that you do that, you have the foundation of vocabulary and awareness of what is going to be covered. So the sooner that we can remember to do that, the better off we are going to be. So with that, I wanted Sherry to speak about some of the research that she found out about while attending a conference just a couple weeks ago regarding post-secondary and some of the research that they found out. So I'm going to turn it back to her and have her talk personally as well as what she found out during that presentation.
Thank you, Brenda. As Brenda mentioned, I just came back from the Association of Higher Education and Disabilities Conference, and it was really enlightening and important for me to hear from disability services providers at colleges and universities a lot about what they try to do for their students and the kinds of skills that they feel their students should be bringing. There was some interesting research done at the University of Texas at Austin that looked at the kind of accommodations that students they were seeing were using in college versus what they had been using in high school. And it almost seemed as though some of the college students were using fewer resources than they had in high school, even though the disability services providers there have even more resources and more support for those students. So it's really important as we talk with students who are transitioning from high school into whether they choose post-secondary education or vocational education or whatever, that they have the skills in place in high school, they're comfortable using the accommodations that are available to them, that they are advocates for themselves, can speak up for themselves, know what works for them, and that's all of our job to support them, to encourage them to be as independent as possible. And this is where Bookshare can really help. Bookshare is very useful tool. And if a student is using Bookshare in high school and can take it with them to college, then they're better off. They're that much further ahead. And part of my job as the university program manager at Bookshare is to tell universities about Bookshare. That's an area that we have 600 colleges and universities in the country right now who are members. But there are many, many more schools, post-secondary institutions out there that need to know about what we can provide to students as well. So a couple of resources that I really have found useful for my own son, who's coming into his transitional period from high school. The University of Montana, Jim Marks, University of Montana, has created a lovely and funny and very useful it's more than a brochure, it's a paper entitled Toto, I Have a Feeling We're Not in High School Anymore, and it's really written for students and it's written for parents. And that's at http://life.umt.edu/dss/name/Toto, T-O-T-O. And it's something that I personally found to be helpful, and I know other students and parents have found it as well. Also, the University of Washington, up in the state of Washington, has a college preparation resources for students guide on their site. And I'll give you that URL. It's www.washington.edu/do-it/resources/college_prep.html. And again, if you just go to the University of Washington site to the Disability Services section, you will find this, and this is again a great resource for you to give to students or to use yourself. There are two college guides. One is the K&W Guide to Colleges for Students with Learning Disabilities, that's published by the Princeton Review, and the other is the Peterson's Colleges for Students with Learning Disabilities, or ADHD, guide. And I know for a fact that if that's not on our up right now, it's definitely in the queue and should be up in the next couple of weeks. Both of those are excellent guides that talk about the colleges that have the most, talk about the colleges and universities that have strong disability services programs. So moving along, if a student is not returning to school, if a student decides to take a break from their studies, they will have 6 weeks to re-register with Bookshare as a non-student member. They should contact Bookshare's membership department at groupaccounts@bookshare.org. Qualified non-students will pay $75 the first year. That's $25 for a one-time setup fee and $50 for a membership fee. A qualified non-student, qualified means print disabled, qualifying, having a certifying letter from a professional that does qualify them with a print disability. This is the same for any non-student. Adults who may not be in school, students anywhere in the United States can have Bookshare for free, qualified students. But adults and folks who are not students can also be Bookshare members for a fee. $75 the first year and $25 for a one-time fee, $50 for the membership fee. And after the first year, the annual fee is $50. And once the student goes back to school, membership is free. It's just up to the student to contact Bookshare and let us know. We appreciate all the questions that you have had for us, and we certainly welcome more. If you would like to contact Brenda or to contact me, the next slide shows Brenda's email as well as my email. I'm University Program Manager at Bookshare. You can write to me at sherriem@benetech.org. Brenda's website email address is brenda.mcbride@humanware.com. Send us an email to Bookshare about any topic. Again, www.bookshare.org/contact-us, and there's a pull-down with about 20 different categories that comes to us, and we answer our mail within 48 hours. We're delighted to be able to talk to you today about Bookshare and Humanware for students who are transitioning from high school on, and I'm going to turn this back over to Brenda, and I know that we're happy to answer any questions.
So at this time, I'm going to actually release, I'm wondering if anyone has any additional questions. If you do, then please put it in the public chat. I think we've answered a lot of questions along the way and are glad that you have been able to join us. So I wanted to let you know of our upcoming events as we move forward. So we have more future presentations like this, and we're really trying to keep them within that 30 to 40 mark, and it depends how much material. As you can see, that we've today's been about a 50-minute presentation, but we will be having a presentation on post-secondary as well with the Disability Resource Office with Dr. Nina Giselli on August 20th. So she has a lot of information that to share with students on how to interact with their Disability Resource Office, as well as we have a presentation with Bookshare on, RFB&D on August the 27th. And we'll be doing another presentation with Bookshare as we have more information come out, and there's new things coming down all the time and future developments, and we want to share that with you. So I believe that we will be doing that presentation in November. Is that correct, Sherry? And so we have a lot of active presentations happening with conferences in October, and we have more presentations happening in September that I didn't post here regarding interactions with parents and parenting session on how to work with the school. That's a K-12 presentation, as well as we have a presentation going to happen on September the 15th about the dyslexic brain, and we're trying to bring a variety of topics. So if you have a suggestion on a presentation or would like to speak about the interaction that using these assistive devices has helped you with, I would like to actually hear from you. I'd like to do a presentation on the impacts of using assistive technology. I know that in my life and with my education opportunity, I would not be where I am without the assistive technology supports. So I also wanted to let you know that we will post past presentations on the HumanWare site under past presentations, and today we will be posting the information on the resource material as well as our WMA MP3 and the TC conference section. So if you don't have those formats, there will be another one available. And we'll be coming out with a new newsletter. So with that, I want to thank you for joining us today, and we really appreciate you being involved with us. And I'm going to pass it back to Sherry to sign off as well. So on behalf of everyone from HumanWare, Dominic, thanks for joining us. Clyde, thanks for joining us. If at any time you guys have difficulty with the presentations, please let us know, and we will try and address those questions as much as we can. So with that, have a wonderful rest of the summer, and we look forward to seeing you back here in the Talking Communities room for HumanWare. And with this, I'm going to pass it back to Sherry.
Brenda, thank you, and thank you to all of our listeners today. This will be posted on the Bookshare website as well, and we certainly welcome your questions. Thanks again, Brenda and HumanWare, for making this possible, and hoping you all have a great summer. Contact us, and let's keep reading. Bye-bye.